Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, but everybody else in between, throwing it down. The Thursday night throwdown has begun. The Sweet 16 continues. FAU advance into the Elite Eight. Kansas State advances into the Elite Eight. UConn smashes Arkansas. Meanwhile, Gonzaga are putting the finishing touches right now on the UCLA Bruins. There's about a minute and a half left in a basketball game that suddenly might not go over the number. Like, that's how, like, sucks this is right now. And we've been smoking it. We've been killing it. Smoking it like Willie Nelson on the back of the tour bus. But I'm going to tell you, at some point, the bubble burst, and our bubble is about to burst. First, it burst on Tennessee. Props to FAU. Tennessee just stopped scoring. And when Tennessee are forced to score, they can't score. And props to FAU for coming back in the second half. Rick Barnes was kind of exposed late in a basketball game. And UCLA just don't have the offensive firepower to keep up with Gonzaga. So far, offense is beating defense, right? Oh, Tennessee's defense, FAU beat them. Right? Oh, Arkansas played defense. Yeah, UConn smashed it. You know, they always say defense wins championships, and I think it's true. But when you got to get to the championship, and offense gets you to the championship. Defense wins championships, so all you have to do is have a better defense than the team you're playing in the championship game, essentially. Same like the Super Bowl. You hear that in football. So 72-63. There's a $1.24 left in this game right now. And I can live with UCLA losing. But I need this game to get there. I need this game to get over the number. I did an in game, and we've been really killing it and stuff. But you know, as they say, when you're right 52% of the time, you're going to be wrong 48% of the time. But we've been right like freaking 88% of the time. But that's the thing. Like when you're really killing it, and you get in these zones. Whenever you lose, it's like, oh, that sucked. Right? You're not used to it. If you lose a lot, then you're sort of used to it. It's sort of weird sports betting. It's like it's a lot like being a coach of a team or something like that. Yeah, you know, the really championship teams and really good sports bettors hate losing, right? You got to hate to lose, right? Where it's like, oh, God, that sucked. But, you know, but if you're a high-volume bettor and you're betting a million games, you're not going to win them all, right? You hope to win, you know, 60% of them or whatnot, whatever. But we've been smoking it. We were wrong on Tennessee, which is fine. All right, whatever. But this one, you know, I can live with being wrong about UCLA, and it bothered me because I really didn't, you know, I was sort of flip-flopped and went back and forth throughout the week in my mind on this game. But I kept coming back to UCLA. True Timmy's unbelievable. Everybody talks about this guy and that guy and all these guys, but True Timmy, man, this guy's unbelievable. Monster night tonight. We'll go over his numbers. Just carrying this team, man. It's been a fun matchup between UConn and Gonzaga, although their uniforms looked exactly the same, don't they? I'd say this game isn't done yet, but this game's done. Right? Like, they're good teams, UCLA and Tennessee and stuff, but like, teams like this, when they're down by 9 with a minute left, they're screwed. Right? Who's gonna start popping threes? They can't score explosive shots, and they start missing threes and stuff, but I need points here. Come on. There's a deuce. Let's roll. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159. The Sweet 16 continues, and we had an epic game in what I think was the best game of the tournament between Michigan State and Kansas State. Marquise Noel absolutely goes off, 20 points, 19 assists. Sets an NCAA tournament record. This kid really is unbelievable. He's listed at 5'8". He looks a little shorter. You know what he reminds me of? Point blank. It's not Spud Webb, because Spud Webb wasn't dropping points like this and dropping dimes like this. He reminds me of Damon Stoudemire, Mighty Mouse, Damon Stoudemire. So the Kansas State Wildcats advance after a crazy overtime game with the Michigan State Spartans at the world's most famous arena, and they will face the Florida Atlantic Owls, who seemingly were overmatched early in a basketball game against Tennessee. People who bet on the Tennessee Volunteers, including myself, were thinking, yeah, this is exactly the way that we thought it was going to go. And next thing you know, the wheels fall off, as we see. College basketball, college football, much more so than pro sports. There's a lot more emotion involved. And when things are going good, they're going great. When things go bad, the wheels fall off for real. And that's what makes it so fun. That's what makes it so electric. But it is just, you know, you get these wild swings. And once it swings one way, it's hard to bring it back the other way right now. Gonzaga up on UCLA with about a minute and a half left in this basketball game. We'll keep you up to date. 72-66 for Gonzaga. Over better such as myself are in all-out panic right now, and we need some freaking points put up on the board. We've been smoking this thing. We've been killing the tournament. But we've got a big play on the over of this basketball game, and we need more points still. We got a full house on the program tonight. You know how we roll on Thursday nights, except we're adding Chris Monter, collegebasketballnews.com. Chris Monter steps up and in. We got Sean Higgs kicking with us. JN Reports, Big Card Julio from the Windy City. Angelo Zera, we step onto the pitch, talk some MLS.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner, too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Oh, yeah. The Thursday night throwdown. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. Speaking of swings, this is like Three's Company with Lana and Larry and company upstairs. the swinging 70s. There's been a swing in his basketball game. All right. Gonzaga got a little bit too, like, yeah, we're about to win the game type of mood. And suddenly UCLA. And I, you know what I love? I love what UCLA are doing. And I tell you what, Tennessee cut the lead to 5 tonight. And for whatever reason, they kept taking threes. And they kept missing. And it was like, guys, you're only down by 5 with 3 minutes left. Stop taking threes. Like, UCLA were down, and they're not taking threes. They keep taking it to the rack, and they keep scoring. They just did it again. They keep taking it to the rack, and they keep scoring, and they're getting threes the old-fashioned way, and they're stopping the clock. The over is hit. It's 75-73 right now with about 25 seconds remaining in this game. We got a game. Listen, man, this game's kind of going the way we thought it was, and then whatever, who's going to win? But few people not watching the old wipe the forehead. Whoa, hey. We had a big play on over 145.5 or 145, whatever the hell it was. But I can't lie, I also have an in-game play, like I always do. I've got an in-game play as well, so I want more points. Give you more, always more points. So it's good to hit this. We've been rolling. Like I said, you know, you always want to win every play. Shout out to our boy Ciccone for the shout out for the hockey picks. Yeah, we've been seeing the hockey. We've been seeing the NHL pretty clearly over the last couple of weeks or so, actually. You know why I do well betting hockey? Because I genuinely don't have to bet it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. You know, like some sports, you wake up, you're looking, it's like, oh, I'm gonna bet this. You look at the NBA, oh, I like this, that, and that. The NHL, I'm pretty good at looking at the screen and going, yeah, that's good, and nah, ignore that game. You know what I mean? Nah, that's no good. And just sort of, I'm pretty good at focusing on just sort of like jumping through things. Some of the other sports, you get cluttered, right? So listen, we got a wild ending coming up here. 75-73. UCLA have played themselves back in this thing. Florida Atlantic beat Tennessee tonight. As I said, it looked like Tennessee were just the better team and they were going to beat them and, you know, everything was going according to plan. I was actually thinking, man, I'm going to sweep the table tonight. That didn't happen. My table got swept. That didn't happen. The waitress came and took my drinks away. She took the food away before we were done. Didn't happen. But as long as you win more than you lose, I almost get the feeling like something really crazy is about to happen here. I don't have my regular screens here either. We're in transition. We're going to be in our new studios coming up pretty soon, actually. And in fact, I don't get emotional ever, but tomorrow night is going to be like the last show in this place. Tomorrow night's Sports Rage. And then for like, I don't know, for like a week, maybe 2 weeks or something like that, we're sort of going to be like temporary studio, you know what I'm saying? And then boom, we unleash the new look. Wow, man, this game is like super tense right now. 75-73. 25 seconds remaining. I don't know what they're looking at. They're always freaking looking at something, these college refs, man. It's always something. I want to get you the point spread for tennis, the Tennessee game. Except I've just been asked to approve my residency at the sports book. It's funny how they do that, like whenever I'm really red hot. I'm telling you, it's not like whenever I'm winning all the time, it's like there's the constant sort of like problems and headaches. When you're losing, you never have an issue. So UCLA just hits a three. And as I just told you, we expect something wild and crazy to happen at the end of this game. We're not done yet. That's the thing, man. Your Gonzaga, it's tough. And, you know, like I said earlier, the emotion of the game is so high and stuff. You know who does this a lot? The Buffalo Bills. And the Bills are like Gonzaga because they're really good all the time and they never win, right? The Bills do the same thing. I know as a Buffalo Bill fan. That's why I'm thinking of teams that do stuff like this. The Bills are a classic example of that. Like, the Bills will look great for three quarters or whatever, and they're beating you like 24-10, and they're only up by 14 or whatever, or they're up by 10 or something. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, we're up 30-20. And you see them on the sidelines with like 6 minutes left, and they almost like, you know, they're practically taking the tape off their hands and stuff, right? Like, they're sort of laughing together. Like, you know teams, you got to play to the whistle, especially against Mick Cronin. All right, like, Mick Cronin ain't tapping out, man, right? This guy, if there's anyone that's like a fighter as a coach, it's Mick Cronin. If anyone knows the clock, if anyone's been in big-time games before, close games, and I couldn't just help but think, too, and it's unbelievable. UCLA are on a 10-1. UCLA have scored 10 points in 41 seconds, guys. Like, that's almost, you know how hard that is to do? And I'm just saying, well, you know, I'm in full disclosure. If you're just joining us, I'm a jackass, and I did just say UCLA are in a big trouble. They can't just, like, score points right away and hit threes. But I like what they know this. I like that they know themselves. Like, Tennessee can't hit threes. Tennessee are down 5 with 4 minutes left, and they're bombing threes. Like, it's like desperation. Like, they're trying to catch the last train home. You know what I'm saying? UCLA were down like 8, 9, 10 and stuff with like 2 minutes left, and they weren't taking threes. They kept taking it to the rack, and Gonzaga kept fouling them, and then the kid on Gonzaga threw it out of bounds. He was, oh my God, they did it again. They did it again, Gonzaga. Oh my God, he's a camel. You gotta shoot. No! You can't make this up. You can't make this up. So it's 76-75, UCLA. I told you guys, I knew this was going to, like, it was going to be, like, back and just this nuts. 76-75, UCLA. Gonzaga, don't need the three. But, of course, they took a three from not quite half court, but from the logo of half court. This is Jalen Suggs 2.0. You can't even make this up. Like, you can't, you cannot make this up. Like, I can understand, like, you know, oh, man, we lost to them again. You just lost because a kid hit a shot from half court again. All right, they have 1.1 second left, UCLA. No matter what happens on this free throw, like, you can't. Wow. Well. People talked about the hype this game and all this and all that, and this lived up to the hype, man. It's the same thing. When I can't even. Sports are great, like you say. Like, are you effing kidding me? The same thing happened. If I was Mick Cronin, I'm leaving this arena and I'm going right to Las Vegas General. Like, I'm checking into the hospital because I'm going to have a heart attack. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too, so she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Holy, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Moranci. Another epic, epic game. This NCAA tournament is starting to get lit right now. You know, man, that Kansas State-Michigan State game was as good of a game as you're going to see, all right? This game was pretty wild. This was like one of those great endings that you're going to see, but it really is, it's amazing. This is like a freaking movie. This is like a sequel, this movie. This game was like a movie, like a sequel to a movie, except the same thing happened again. It's like you went, you know what I mean, like Star Wars, and you had like The Empire Strikes Back. Except the Empire, like, loses. And you're like, man, I thought they were going to strike back. Like, it's like, you're like, ah, the same thing happened again. For the record, that's the best one out of all those Star Wars movies. Except I don't know anything about all the new stuff. But I always cheered for the villain when I was a kid. So if I was, my favorite movie was, I wasn't a fan of the Return of the Jedi and stuff. So yeah, there was the Return of the Jedi. Drew Timmy, he's the Jedi. he's the Jedi. 36 points for Drew Timmy. Listen, 36 points in an NBA game's big-time performance in a big-time game. College, it ain't easy, man. It ain't easy to drop 36, all right, in a college game. Super impressive stuff. Now, he is 42 years old, and he does have an advantage, but all right, let's bring in Mr. Sean Higgs. Right now, college basketball getting crazy.
Hold on. Wait.
What's up, Sean?
Let's start with Empire. Is the best Star Wars movie, absolutely. Empire Strikes Back, best Star Wars movie, no doubt. And you got to cheer for the bad guys because Darth Vader is the awesome. I did not love Darth Vader.
The first one's good. I guess Return of the Jedi is all right.
Yeah, those are fine. Those middle peak, the what's-its came out, Phantom Menace, and the garbage, newer ones trash. Although I did like Rogue One. I did enjoy Rogue One a lot.
Yeah, you know what, though? All that stuff, all these new ones, it's cool. You keep the tradition going. It's not made for us. It's not made for me, right? So I don't have a problem with it, but I look at Star Wars like Metallica. I've lost track of their records. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Yes.
Like,
I don't definitely, know. Definitely like, changed a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I know Ride the Lightning. I know, Kill 'Em All. I know Master of Puppets. Yeah, Liberty. Liberty is sort of when they started, and the Black Record, okay. You know, when they started doing, like, Tom Cruise movies and Mission Impossible soundtracks and stuff like that, that's when you knew. It was like, all right. I can say the same thing about Judas Priest. I've lost track. Like, it is what it is. But as I was saying,
Tom Cruise movies, you got to talk Limp Bizkit for his Mission Impossible, you know.
Hey,
oh, man.
It's amazing that the same thing happened again over that Gonzaga hits a shot from basically half court. Like, Mick Cronin's right now in the locker room throwing up. What a way to lose again to the same team.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about them choking. They were up 9. I'm thinking, you had the over, I had the under. I'm thinking, all right, I got a shot here. And then what happened? They scored 10 points in like 20 seconds, UCLA, to get back into it.
Yeah,
it should have been close game. Come on, talk about choking. Yeah, I mean, I saw somebody on the YouTube channel there put like, did UCLA choke or did Gonzaga have it all the way? Like, what happened at the end there with this Gonzaga team? Unbelievable.
You know what? They started celebrating the win. That's what happened.
Yeah.
They figured out
they were
up by
11 points with a minute and a half to go.
Yeah. And you know what? UCLA did a good job of just kept on. They kept on just relentlessly taking it to the rock. And Gonzaga kept fouling them for whatever reason. And then the kid on Gonzaga threw the ball out of bounds. That was the window right there. That was like, ooh, you just opened the door for UCLA. Fun game. Hell of a game. Yeah, we split with it, so it is what it is. But we were on the right side earlier tonight with K-State and Michigan State. But let's look forward instead of backwards here. So tomorrow, first game up, San Diego State and Alabama. Alabama are 7.5-point favorites. The total is 137.5. What do you think about this game, Sean?
I think as long as San Diego State can play a little physical, I think it'll be kind of close. I mean, Alabama's superior all over the place. I mean, what's there to say about them? You know, you're 31-5. You're a good team. But if they let San Diego State play like a Tennessee kind of defense the other day, like, you know, slow and ugly, like an old school Aztec team like they used to have a few years back, I don't want to say upset because, it's tough to go against Alabama. They're kind of cruising right now. They're kind of focused with everything off the court. They got the blinders on. This is either going to be a 5-point game or I think Alabama wins by like 15-20 going away. I don't think San Diego State will be able to keep up with them if they get their, you know, the ball flowing and San Diego State gets called from early fouls. I think they'll know early in that game how the refs are going to let teams play. You know, that's, you know, the good thing about, you know, in-game betting now, you know, you get to see how games play, you jump on it. You know, it's helpful when you win, but a lot of listeners like to in-game and go live with stuff like that. I like to feel that out, especially this time of year. You don't know how they're going to play. We saw a lot of unders early, then overs in the second half. You see overs now kind of taking over now in the tournament. You know, the elite teams kind of come, players shine. I mean, that K-State kid, well, you talked about that game a little earlier, so. That guy, was
Noel.
A little midget guy on their team. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Noel.
Fabulous.
Mr. New York City on Twitter.
Yeah, I lean a little dog here, but again, I'm going to look to get in game, too, if it gets ugly. If they're fouling, all of a sudden it's foul central 6-7 minutes in. I know that it's Alabama in a rout.
I think Alabama will win by like 9 or 13 or something like that. But I hate laying points. Like, I hate doing it. Like, I'm not a fan of doing it. It always backfires on me, whatever. Oh, they're the favorite. These games are all close, as we see. But I do think Alabama are sort of, you know, one of the classes of this field. And I think San Diego State are going to have a hard time keeping up offensively. What about Miami getting 7.5 against Houston? This is a trickier one. I think, like, if I had to pick which favorite would I rather take, Alabama or Houston, I would take Alabama. But what do you think about Miami and Houston?
Well, I agree with you exactly. If I think one's going to run away, it'll be Alabama, because I think Houston, we've seen, again, here's another, but they got 3 losses on the year. Yeah, I don't care if it's like you play in a bad conference or this and that, but, you know, you got a team in Miami, and I want to liken Miami to K-State, a team that's like, kind of like disrespected, and all they do is just keep kind of winning kind of games most of the time. Like, I had Indiana. I thought Indiana would maybe rise up there. But I do like the points, though. Like, San Diego State points, I'll take the points. I'll take it, and if it's going awry, I'll try to get a little in-game, save myself. You know, I know hedging's for gardeners, but sometimes, you know, we definitely don't have to hedge our hair, me and you. But sometimes you got to be like, wow, this is going down the wrong path, and you got to kind of salvage a little bit. But I do like the dogs because I see Houston play Toledo to like a 45-44 game. And, okay, maybe they're overlooking Toledo, whatever the case may be. But standalone game, whatever it may be, when a team has a bad game, I kind of look at it like, well, you know, Tennessee has a kind of game like that. They can play a bad game. And you've seen the worst of them. And they play a game like that here in Miami. We've seen Miami win. They're 27-7. Give me the points. Give me the points in it. Although I'm a little worried, you know, the line opened, I think, like at a 6.5, 7. It's gone up a little bit, and people are still taking the points in Miami. So that does concern me a little bit, the line's going up, and the money's the other way. But What are you gonna do? We're gambling, baby. We're not not guaranteed. I'd be stealing. It wouldn't be called gambling if you had the outcome.
They're similar teams, Miami and Houston, in a sense. Listen, Miami are a veteran team, so they're not going to be – they're going to match up well with Houston. Houston aren't an explosive offensive team. They just sort of wear you out. I'm not in a hurry to be laying 7.5 in this game, but I do think Houston will survive and survive in advance. For me personally, the favorite I like tomorrow – and I like Alabama, actually, but I also do think Texas are going to roll Xavier. Xavier, bro – yeah, look, they beat Kennesaw State. Okay, they beat them by 5 points. They were like 12-point favorites, 13-point favorites or whatever. They didn't cover. They had their hands full with them. And then they got Pitt after. And, you know, Pitt were played in the play-in game. And, okay, you know what I mean? Pitt had a nice little run there. But if you want to look at who kind of had the easiest path to get here, it's Xavier. This is where they get exposed, I think.
I agree 100%. And again, I talked about Alabama with the blinders. How about Texas? You know, the whole thing with the coach beginning of the year. And they come out, win the Big 12. You know, nice little run here as a seed. Hey, you got to like them. And you mentioned, I was going to mention the Xavier little run through the tournament, but let's go to Texas, man. And the Big 12, maybe not the best conference. They got maybe a little exposed, a couple losses here and there in the tournament, but I still think they're better than Xavier. I mean, Xavier three seed kind of, you know, a little surprised me a little bit, but again, I'm not a bracketologist, but I'll lay with Texas here with you, absolutely. I got them. It's my favorite tomorrow. It's only one I bet. It's the Longhorns.
It's 4.5 right now. Texas are 4.5. The total 149.5. There should be points in that game, as you stated. Round the first the week one of the tournament, it was like 32-16 to the under. But I think we're seeing now things start to open up a little bit. There's better teams playing right now. This is a game where I think, Sean, there's going to be a flow to Xavier and Texas. There will be a flow. Texas are going to score on Xavier. And I think Xavier will score on Texas, but just not as much. You know, they'll get into the mid-50s.
The guards are going to be too much here. Difference maker for Texas.
All right, hang in here, Sean. We'll go over the new futures, and we'll get your future pick before we get Sean Higgs out of here. We got a full house. Chris Monter is going to step up at InCollegeBasketballNews.com. JN reports from the Windy City. Angelo Zara, this is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
I can't believe we're on the Canadian Olympic basketball team. Yep, it's just that easy.
Wow, that was close. You can be the center.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I'm glad we just played that clip coming into this, actually, because I was actually thinking earlier, where the hell are the Olympics anyways? Like the Summer Games. I know 2028 is in Los Angeles, and I'm thinking, well, what happened? Did I miss them? Like, what? It was sort of one of these. They're in Paris. They're in Paris. Just thinking about, it actually crossed my mind earlier in the day. I was like, you know, I was thinking about the WBC and how epic it was, and I was thinking, I'm like, man, shouldn't there be like a basketball, like, isn't it time yet? Like, we're pretty close to there should be some basketball, so I guess that's next summer, right? That's why they're playing all those FIBA World Cup games and the qualifying that we were betting on last week. Mr. Sean Higgs with us on Twitter right now, kicking it with us. A team that looked great tonight, UConn. And I got a piece of UConn, Sean, at 22-1 to win the national championship. Updated odds right now. This is from FanDuel. Alabama are 3-1 right now. Houston are plus 410. I got a piece of Houston at plus 650. I'm not overly confident. I just did it because I thought they were going to get to the final. They're plus 410. Gonzaga are now plus 480. UConn plus 480. Creighton plus 950. Texas 10-1. Let me just get it. Might as well give everybody. K-State 11-1. Florida Atlantic 19-1. San Diego State 40-1. Xavier 42-1. Miami, Florida, 50-1. Now, I don't know how you feel, Sean, about the games coming up, but I think Creighton's going to beat Princeton, and I do think Creighton can play with Alabama. I think Alabama's going to beat San Diego State, but I do think that Creighton can play with Bama, and they could beat them. So what I'm saying is I think Creighton could make the Final Four potentially, and I did go against Florida Atlantic tonight, but I'm going to go against them again. I'm not getting in front of Mighty Mouse, Damon Stoudemire 2.0, Marquise Noel, kid from Harlem. He's a baller. I like this K-State team. I think they'll beat Florida Atlantic, but how do you think this plays out? What do you think about the future odds?
I got a Bama. My Baylor and UCLA are now out. Texas, I think you said, 10-1? I think that's coming with a flyer there. And the Creighton one, I think that game's going to be a little close. The 10 scares me there against Princeton. It's either that, are they begging you to take Princeton, so Creighton blows them out? I think people forget, because you think about a Creighton team that had a couple losses in a row, like late in the season, but they're like battle-tested. You know, they played, you know, neutrals versus the Texas Tech, Arkansas, Texas. You know, they didn't play some cupcakes. You know, they went out and played some teams. And that's where I think it comes in. So them beating Bama, that won't shock me. That won't shock me at all. They, you know, UConn, though, I think they're a dangerous team. I think they are. I think Houston's vulnerable. I think Texas get past them. UConn, I think, comes down to the out of the West there. And I'll go with you, Creighton, there. I think Creighton can knock off Bama. Although I like the dogs in both of the semis here in the Sweet 16. I like the points in both of those. But the Creighton team, as a
so
Big
you
East
think
guy,
Princeton?
Gave, I, you know,
so you think Princeton
I like the
are going to hang?
It's 10. You know, it's again, it's one of those. I didn't think they. I thought Arizona would eventually pull away from them. They upset them. And then you think most of those teams that are kind of fugazi, they're going to get knocked off in the second round, right? No, they come through again, another big win. 10 just seems like, you know, listen, I lose sometimes. I don't know. The 10, to me, I got to take a 10 in a Sweet 16 game. I have to.
The thing is, no, that's the thing. When you look at Princeton, they're not really like one of these, you know, I get it, they're Ivy League, but they're not really like, they're a hell of a lot better than most 15 seeds are. That's what I'm saying, number one.
Yeah.
Because they don't give the Ivy League credit. But another thing is, we've seen them beat Arizona. Then they followed that up, and then they beat Missouri. So they beat a Pac-12 team. They beat an SEC team. So it's hard to say that they don't have a hope in hell against Creighton, right? I mean, we just saw Arizona were one of the national championship favorites. Like, a lot of people picked Arizona to win.
They beat UCLA twice this year.
Yeah, including
and UCLA's last week. Down a man, and they're still battling. I mean, how good UCLA that they're down what, 1-2 starters, and they're still losing by a point at the buzzer here. Threes are going down from half court.
Yeah. I feel for them. A lot of times, I'm like, yeah, whatever. They lost. It's a close game. It is. Like, I don't feel sorry for the kids or the coach. It's like, yeah, whatever. They're getting paid. It's all good. It's part of sports. But UCLA, that's a tough room to be in now. Like, just like I said. The fact that Gonzaga hit a freaking shot from half court again, it wasn't like the Suggs quite the same thing, but it was like you're about to win. The kid heaves up a shot like he basically took it from the edge of the logo, the half court logo. So like,
how about we give, you know, and I'm not like a huge Gonzaga guy, but how about a little credit to them? They blow a big lead. Most teams, let's be honest, a lot of teams fold in that situation and it's over. They don't, you know. So they get desperate, you know, dribbling off their leg or something out of bounds, turnover. You know, they're like, all right, We'll got to come out here and execute. I mean, whether it's a crazy three with 5 seconds left or
they did it again. Yeah, they did.
You know, they didn't. You know, give them. They didn't fold down, and that's what you know. They're. It's a team, a program. It's not a mid-major anymore. That's a blue blood. There, I'll put them in there with Kansas right now. You have to put a team that's been in the Sweet 16 for the last 15 years or whatever. They've been good for a long time.
Hey, you know, I've been telling people, Sean, all for the last couple of months when everyone discounted Gonzaga, I said teams that like you when you have all that pressure on you all the time, and then you fall short, and then people just forget about you and think you suck and give it up. That's when you strike. We've seen a time at the Tampa Bay Lightning, man. Tampa Bay Lightning were called losers and chokers. Dude, they got, like, swept the year before they won the Cup. Like, they lost 4-0 in the first round after having another awesome season. And it was like, dude, like, what are you going to do? Like, we keep on hitting our heads against the wall. Boom, they win a Stanley Cup. And the next thing you know, they take the freaking league over for 3 years. You know what I mean? Bam.
I
remember, like, Steve Yzerman, of all people. I know I'm going hockey here, but
Steve Yzerman.
Yeah, he was called not a winner. They said, you know what?
Didn't they win a couple cups?
Yeah, he won a million cups and gold medals and everything. But there was a stage in his career like, he's just sort of a stat guy. He'll never win, right? And, you know what I mean? He won a ton. Like, John Elway, NFL. Remember, John Elway's a choker. Broncos suck. John won 2 Super Bowls in a row and dropped the mic and walked off the stage. You know, perceptions change. So that's what I'm saying. This might be Gonzaga's year right now where the pressure's not on them.
They started the year on an aircraft carrier, being Michigan State, who, I don't know, they looked pretty good. You know, they had a rut with a couple injuries. They looked good. You know, they lost to Texas. They beat Alabama by 10 on a neutral.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Xavier, who's playing here in this round. I mean, like, what do you want from these guys?
Just for the record,
Texas,
too.
Baylor, I mean, they played some teams.
We've got Big Card Julio Rosario, play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls, joining us from the Windy City, obviously. But I was just saying about this. Michael Jordan. I remember that. Jordan doesn't win. He doesn't win. You know what I mean? It took him 6 years or whatever. It took a while. Yeah, he was getting punched in the face, in the paint. That's why he wasn't winning. Like people don't realize like what he was going
through. We could talk some Jeremy Roenick with the next guy.
And for the record, too, the Bulls sucked, right, when he got there. So it wasn't like they were good, right? Like, what do you want them to do, win, like, right away? That's another thing, too. It wasn't that easy to win in those days, all right, kids? But anyways,
that's what the generation talks about LeBron. He brought a bad Cavs team to the touch. Listen, those teams were nothing like you're playing against the Celtics and the Pistons back in the day. What team had a bunch of Hall of Famers on like those?
I don't want to start discrediting anybody or anything, but I'm just stating like he was another example of it took a while to win. Like, you know, he fought through. We'll see if Gonzaga can do this right now, but it's going to be a fun weekend of basketball. And we saw tonight, it was pretty, you know, I was going through WBC, you know, so cool, the WBC. And yesterday, it wasn't like anything elite, but I knew that tonight would deliver. And I don't know about tomorrow. I personally think tomorrow are sort of, let me see. What do we got tomorrow here again? Yeah, you know what? I guess if I'm calling it, yeah, Miami and Houston, Sean, that's the one that'll be like the crazy game at the end, I think.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, like today, if you looked at the lines, you had the K-State game was basically a pick-em, like 1-2 around there. UCLA, same kind of game. And we got an overtime game and a last-second shot game here today.
I keep waiting. I keep hitting refresh. I don't see an odd yet. They have it up, but not, says OTB. You know what I mean? Ford Atlantic, K-State.
Yeah. I got a K-State line. It's 2. I saw 2 and 144.5 for K-State.
Yeah. That's what I figured I was going to say, yeah. So they still get no respect. Now, I get it that FAU are getting respect, but interesting. Who do you like in that game?
I guess you got to lean a little K-State. They look like a team of destiny a little bit. I know FAU's a small school, but they just want to jump on them. I mean, K-State, just, again, they just keep winning. They win.
We'll see if the Noel kid, as you saw, he was playing on one leg for the most part, right?
Yeah,
he's a tough little kid. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe things get worse. Like now that it starts swelling or something, as opposed to it'll be better. It's like, no, I don't know. It could get worse because he was just playing on adrenaline.
Yes, adrenaline. I was going to say, day off, and all of a sudden you got time to sit. You're like, oh boy, what's happening here? I'm in pain. I'd like a little, yeah, exactly. I'm talking small school. How about a little UAB and North Texas in the NIT? I like both of them in the NIT on Tuesday there.
Oh, yeah. I split. I was on at Utah Valley last night, but I lost with Vanderbilt. Can't win them all, Sean. I try.
Vandy, look. I was on the Valley there, but I think that ends. North Texas plays a little defense. That, you know, I don't know. They're like a, if you go into like the old, you know, Kempom stack kind of number kind of stuff. They're like a top 30 team by those standards.
You think they're going to beat the Badgers? So now we're in Vegas. Before, like this week, these were home court games, right? So now we're finally Vegas. Playing in Vegas on Tuesday. Yeah, no longer an MSG. Yeah, I know. What a. No offense to the Orleans, bro, but you go from playing MSG to the Orleans. Like, come on. So Wisconsin, North Texas. North Texas, 1.5-point favorites total. Wow. What do you see that total? Hey, Sean, 115.5?
115.5. I kind of like the over, believe it or not.
It's hard to take it under. What is this? Like, we're talking about Princeton. What, is Pete Carroll? No shot clock days?
Like, I mean, I know Wisconsin's kind of tough to watch, but, I mean, I kind of want to go over. I look a little too low. Like, if it's that, like, 118, 119, I'd be like, all right, I'll go a little under. I could see, you know, 60, 55. You know, the 115 just, I don't know.
Utah Valley?
And UAB? Because it's there, Gabe. We don't got to bet it because it's out there.
Yeah, I know, but that's not true. I know what you mean, but yeah. But I agree with you. I was on the Valley last night, too. I was on Utah Valley, UV, UVU. But I think UAB will beat them now in Vegas. UAB are a scrappy team, bro. Like, it's not easy to go into Vanderbilt and beat them. Like, they have some nice wins. They're a tough team. Imagine that. So we'll have that's a ratings nightmare, though. Eh? Like the NIT's final, UAB versus North Texas.
Yeah. I mean,
that sounds.
The diehards like will love it.
That's like the Texas Bowl or something like that.
You know, they're hoping for like Okie State and Oregon, you know, Cincinnati or something to come out of there.
NIT, they're hoping for the Blue Bloods. All right, Michigan made it or something, you know?
To tell your Chicago guy, Cubby season win total over, baby.
Cubs, he's a White Sox guy, but I'll bring it up. Thanks, Sean. Great job.
Later, brother.
Cubs over, Sean says. Hey, I'm not opposed to that. I think the Cubs are on the uptick, actually.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Well, in the words of Peter Griffin, I swear to God, man, everything I talk about comes to life now. I got to be careful. Like, I'm red hot with the games, but if you tuned in to Game Time Decisions today, we were talking about stories about tripping over things and smashing into things and because of like being in studios and there's too many cables and lights and stuff. I just got up at this last break and smoked my thigh, like hard, like bam. And I'm like, what the F? Like, what, how, like, how? I'm like, what did I just hit? And as I stated, my place is like, it's deconstructed. My place is a health hazard at the best of times, okay? My studio. So, like, I got cables, chairs, and I just smoked my leg, Matthias. I have a metal, you know, the metal plate that you put your TV on the wall on. I have like that metal plate thing sitting on a chair that I forgot was there because it's never there. And I just walked into it and smoked my leg. Yeah. We're off and running tonight.
Nothing worse than running into unexpected things with a full weight ahead of you.
I know.
Don't those hurt the worst? It's like it's unexpected. You don't expect
it. Yeah, because you don't see it. You don't brace, right? It's like a football player getting lit up when he doesn't see it. Like, if you know what I mean? It's the same hit, but if a guy sees it, it's not as bad. When he doesn't see it, it's like, boom, you get lit up, you know?
Those damn deep tissue things, man.
Yeah, it's the power of the brain. Like, you know, the power of the brain, like, embraces, I'm about to get hurt. And you know, and you sort of, right? When you don't know, like that, bam. Yeah. I got to be careful, like I said. It's like... got a bunch of landmines here. We did win $1,800 tonight, though. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.